This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 21 minutes past the hour. Our next guest is from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council to give us an update and to talk about an online cookbook and maybe some resources for artists. Executive Director Nancy DeCherney, nice to see your face.
And in fact, it is good to see your face. It's fun doing these Zoom things, huh?
How ironic that we're Zooming to be on the radio.
I know. We'd like to see all their faces too, but
real quick, well. By chance, were you able to hear that interview with Max Sweet just now?
Just the end part of it.
How adorable. Like what he wants to do most is give people hugs when this is over.
Yeah, it's been sort of weird, isn't it? But yeah. You just have to stand back when you see someone in the grocery store.
Right.
Step away, step away.
I saw a friend yesterday at Sandy Beach, and we're usually, on a hugging basis, one of those friends. And, we had to stood 10 feet away, and we were both talking about what that's going to be like again to possibly shake hands or go up and hug someone. Can you even imagine?
I don't know. Did you see the pool noodle skirts that Shoofly is making so that we can keep our social distance?
I haven't, but I can imagine.
It's a good idea because you just want to get closer to people when you're talking to them. That's just how it is, I guess. So, yeah, things that are going on. You want to know about that, huh?
I do. Take us back a little bit. I usually see you more often and see you across the street, but we haven't seen you for a while. Take us back to when this all hit. How did the Jack transition?
Well, it started on March 17th, actually. We had decided on the 16th or the 15th that we needed to close for a while along with everything else. But that's when the city called and said, we need your building. So moved everything over to Centennial Hall and got ready for the be a shelter for the homeless folks. And then the next week, they felt like they needed to have Centennial Hall too, so we had to pack everything up. So now we're working out of our homes and our garages and our wherevers that we can think of.
kind of like the good old days, right?
yeah. Have laptop, we'll travel, I guess.
The old days, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's where we are, and we're still in that. Right now, they're doing testing of the folks who are around the Jack just to check and see if there's any COVID cases. And if there are, they're moving them into Centennial Hall. I think there's three, maybe, but haven't gotten all the test results back yet.
Have you gotten any news of future transitions back in to the Jack, or is that it's all still up in the air?
It's all up in the air, as everything is. We just don't know what the conditions are going to be. So we're just playing it by ear, so to speak, and being flexible and doing all the things that we need to do. You get real innovative when you have to do these things. So that's what we're doing, being innovative.
All right. Well, I've seen you being active on Facebook and other places, including resources for artists.
Yes,
tell us about that.
Let's talk about that. There's a deadline coming up on May 29th, the individual artist grants that we offer. That's when the application deadline is. So people who are interested in applying for one of those should go on to our website, which is jahc.org, and there'll be a button that you can hit that says scholarships and grants, and you want to hit that and go in and apply. Like I said, the application deadline is Friday the 29th, so don't miss that. And then there's COVID opportunity button that you can check on. One of the things that is out there is U.S. artists. They have been offering grants and stuff, and what I'm heard is just keep applying. And the same thing with unemployment insurance, just keep applying. that eventually something will happen. There will be, I believe ASCA is going to have some funds for artists, and it'll be based on the grant, the application forms that the U.S. artist has. So if you're an artist and need some help, I would say just keep applying. Something will happen.
Got it. Going back to your grant, that's the Individual Artist Award. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they're not huge amounts. We don't have lots of money, but it's, you know, better than nothing. So it's worth putting it in if you need something.
Can you give us an example of maybe a past recipient or what are the kinds of artists that often get that reward?
Oh, it's all over the place. There used to be this delightful older woman who had started learning to weave cedar bark weaving when she was in her 70s. And she was a recipient. She needed help purchasing the cedar bark. So she got a grant to help with that. So it's all kinds of different things. It can be a particular project, or it can just be that you need some time to be working in your studios, whatever. So just I would say artists are really good at visual things, or maybe not understanding budgety things. So it's good to get somebody to help you with the budgety part. It's not a complicated thing at all, but you have to articulate your need kind of clearly. But and it'll be a panel. I don't assemble the panel of adjudicators until we know who all has applied, so that we make sure that we've got, like, if there are weavers applying, then we have some weavers who are on the panelists. So make sure everybody's got somebody who understands what it is that they do. So it's something that the Arts Council has done for a long, long, long time. So we're happy to keep doing it.
All right. That's the Individual Artist Award. The deadline is May 29th. You can get more information at jahc.org, jahc.org. And there's the other COVID opportunity button. So click on that and apply a lot.
Apply everywhere. I feel like all I do lately is apply to things. So what else? We have other fun things. So one of the things you'll notice, you asked about the Jack. You may have noticed that there's people out on the lawn painting the windows. So that's a thing that's happening. The windows are getting wooden boards on them, and we are having various artists paint them, and it should be available for a stroll by First Friday. And the next First Friday, there'll be these panels up. We've got Bo Anderson's. His is, I think, done, and you can go see it now. It's astronauts roasting hot dogs on the moon. Then there's Glow Ramirez is working on one. Andrea Cook is working on one. We've got Pua Maunu, Dan Fruits, M.K. McNaughton, and I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, but it's going to be a really lovely show. So stop on down and look and see what's going on in that neighborhood on First Friday.
And that must be in about, not this week, not next week, maybe two Fridays from now. That seem about right?
Yeah, you know, time flies when you're, are you having trouble with time?
I'm having so much trouble with time. You said March and I was like with you.
Yeah, sure. Good. No, let's see. It is the next week. Next Friday is the 29th. And then it's the week after that, June 5th. So is when we're going to have that First Friday. But along with that is Laura Maiko, who has been really doing a beautiful job getting, she's got our lobby shop up online. So if you haven't checked out that, we got some new products in there from various people. Tom Meyer brought us some funny mugs. There's jewelry. She's getting things posted. But anyway, she also came like instantly right after, like for April's First Friday, she figured out a virtual First Friday thing. And then we did a virtual First Friday for May that included exhibits from all over the state. So it's been really fun. We're going to continue to do virtual First Fridays just because it's nice to include things from all over the states, even if we get our gallery back. But my point is, isn't this your Food Friday thing?
Yep, we're the perfect segue, Nancy. Perfect.
Well, the call for art for the Arts Council this month is the Community Cookbook. So she invites you. Let me just read her little invitation here. I had it up and I, of course, lost it wherever it is. But she's inviting you to go on onto our website and post recipes that are, call for art. It's a virtual First Friday Community Cookbook. Food is center of so many of our lives, and we have all have recipes and flavors that have helped shape who we are. It doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to be a recipe that you'd like to share and maybe share the story behind it about why it's kind of important for you in your family. It's open to all ages. So like, you know, if you're a young person just learning to cook and it's your favorite thing because you get to cook it, put it up there and share these recipes with everybody. And then maybe we'll do one of those Zoom things where everybody cooks the same recipe. Have you done that yet?
Yeah, that's
the staff.
That Laura, she's a creative one, isn't she?
She's amazing. And I think it's going to be really, really fun. Did you see the mask exhibit that she put together? She put a call out for masks and they're amazing. It's amazing.
You have a cool crew working there at the Juno Arts and Humanities Council.
Even though they're kind of currently operating out of, like I said, garages and basements and whatnot. So we're doing our best. And everybody is. It's amazing what the town is coming together to do. Can I throw in a shameless plug?
Please.
We have a raffle going. And, you know, we got to fund ourselves somehow. It's a raffle for wine tasting for wines. You could win up to $600 worth of wines. There's three different prizes. And we're doing the drawing on Sunday, the 31st. So originally this was going to be at Centennial Hall that we would do the drawing. But now we're going to do it probably on a Facebook Live thing. But if you need a raffle ticket, you just call me. I can fix you up if you like wine.
And so raffle tickets, resources for artists, and enter to be part of this community cookbook. Just to recap, the grant deadline is May 29th, probably at the end of next week. But then First Friday will be about June 5th or something like that, right? And that's the deadline. Or how many days before that should we have our recipes in?
Well, you know, the magic of technology is such that if you get it in by, say, 4/29, we're good. It's much better than when we had to do everything, you know, get it as a week ahead so we could lay it out and have it, you know, all that sort of stuff. Now, if it's digital, just bam, we're done. It's cool.
All right.
It's exciting.
All of these resources at jahc.org. All right, Nancy, you were voluntold to be my Foodie Friday guest as well. So hold on. I'm going to play. It's the little things. I'm going to play the theme music, and then we're going to come back for Foodie Friday, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
I like the way you cook, the whole production and how you serve it up. The whole seduction of the color and the smell, the presentation, the texture on the tongue. I get impatient to taste a little more, little more, little more, a little more.
You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about 5 minutes after the bottom of the hour. And it's time for Foodie Friday. And guess who our guest is today, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us via Zoom. On the Zoom with us is Nancy DeCherney. Hey. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Hey, good to see you. What are you cooking, Scott?
What am I cooking?
Yeah.
Let's see. What have I been cooking? Made some barbecue chicken last night. That was delicious. I'm into lettuce wraps.
You're into lettuce wraps?
Lettuce wraps. Yeah, like Korean style lettuce wraps where you mince up sort of the protein of your choice and put it in like a romaine leaf boat or green leaf boat. I'm really digging on those lately.
They sound healthy and nutritious.
Yeah, yeah. What are you, what's been keeping you going through the pandemic?
Well, so I made this batch of chocolate chip cookie dough, and I put it in, made it into the little balls, and I put them in the freezer. And I will say that it's really hard to, I could hear them calling me. And so when I used to work at the Fiddlehead, we called this chocolate chip cookie tartare. We didn't ever serve it to the public, but the staff certainly knew about it. Anyway, so that's there. Mostly we've been, there's been a lot of grilling going on because the weather's been so fabulous. So that's good and simple.
Can we back up for a second? Let's talk about this cookie dough because it sounds delicious. So basically chocolate chip cookie dough. I was always told you're not supposed to eat it raw because you could get sick. But if you put it in the freezer, it's all good to go? Or what's the deal?
No. That's, I mean, it is probably problematic. You're not supposed to eat raw eggs. So you didn't hear it from me.
I think we should get together because my dish sounds way too healthy and yours sounds too delicious.
A little bit naughty for you. You know, you can have one or two a day. It's okay. I don't know.
People have been talking about self-care right now during these stressful times. So,
yeah, and you do what you can for various things. I find that cooking is, for me, therapeutic. I like cooking, and I know a lot of people don't like cooking, but I find that it's, you know, one of those things where if you go to make a bechamel sauce, you know, you put the butter in, you put the flour in, you put the cream in, it's going to thicken up. I like the fact that it works. And then if it doesn't work, you can try it again tomorrow. I've been finding staying at home is a nice opportunity to be working on getting my sourdough figured out because I don't have a consistent sourdough bread recipe yet. And, you know, so now you're home, you can spend the time in the kitchen just monitoring things.
Got it.
I'm fine doing that, yeah.
All right, so cookie dough, tartare, is that the title? Is that what it's called? All right, I like it. Sourdough bread. And what's one more thing you can inspire listeners with? What's been another go-to for you in the last couple of weeks?
Well, there was, you know, I don't know if everybody gets this, but the New York Times has a whole thing called New York Cooking. And there was a rigatoni eggplant and tomato recipe that came out. And my goodness, that was good. I probably ate too much of it. But I think that was, you know, pasta is sometimes the thing that you need. It's probably not the thing that's good for you, but it's good to eat.
Break that recipe down for us just a little.
Okay, so it has a lot of mozzarella cheese in it and some other cheese, and it has a lot of pasta in it. I think the next time I make it, I'm cutting the pasta in half. It has roasted eggplant, two roasted eggplants in it. You just peel them, cut them up, toss them in a little olive oil, put them in the oven to bake in cubes. And then you make a sauce with onions and you take whole plum tomatoes, canned, and chunk them up as you put them into the pan. You save up, put the juice in there too, I think. There was fresh basil involved at the end. But you just sort of slowly simmer the tomatoes and the eggplants and all that stuff together. And at the end, put the pasta sauce, the water that you drained off the pasta, put that in the sauce and whisk it around, and it sort of thickens it up a little bit. It's quite interesting. And then there's just a massive amount of mozzarella cheese. I think it would be good with the burrata. Have you ever tried those?
No.
They're really, it's like this, looks like a ball of cheese, but inside is cream.
Ooh.
You know, this sounds really bad, doesn't it? Let's experiment with that.
It sounds delicious. And it does, you know, the weather's going to be kind of cool this weekend. It sounds like it might be definitely a pasta style weekend.
Yeah, it could be a macaroni and cheese thing going on. Yeah.
If you can track down that recipe, will you email it to me and I'll put it on our website for today's post?
I will certainly do that. Yes, I will. It was really good. And not, I would I'm going to make a few amendments to it and then send it to you.
All right. I like it. Nancy DeCherney, it's always nice speaking with you. She's the executive director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council and our Foodie Friday guest today. Check out the Juno Arts and Humanities Council at jahc.org. Check out those grants we were talking about and other resources, and enter your recipe for the virtual online cookbook, community cookbook. That sounds like fun too. And more. Nancy, anything else you want to share with our listeners before we go?
No, thank you so much. You know, it's just like, would be great to see all of you up close and in person, but here we are.
Yeah. You know, when we can, I suspect we'll probably all throw a pretty big artsy party somewhere down here, right?
All over. They'll be dancing in the streets or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, everybody stay healthy and safe and take care of each other.
You too, That's Nancy. All. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'd put on the apron, start right now. I'd measure the spices, do all of the prep just to be there beside you step by step. I like the way you talk.